This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
I want to say, first of all, that we stand in total solidarity with the people of Grassy Narrows and the tragedy that has befallen the people and the community and other species as well, because, of course, it's not just humans that have been so hurt. And you have our total and complete support in righting this wrong. But I also want to make a very important point today, and that is that this is not a story of history. We're not talking about a terrible story from history. Not only is this an ongoing tragedy in the community of Grassy Narrows, but just as important, we know that we have a drinking water crisis in probably at least at the moment 109 First Nations communities across this country. And the federal government in particular is not working to, not only not working to make it better, but I would argue in some cases is taking actions to make it substantially worse. And I think this is an accusation that I want to be very clear that I am accusing the federal government of actions that are making the situation more dangerous for First Nations communities. First of all, First Nations communities in Canada do not have the same access to safe, clean drinking water as other Canadians. The federal government lacks the authority to ensure standards and enforcement, and as a result, there is no particular specific legislation that specifically regulates First Nations drinking water. The funding is nowhere near adequate to the demands, and Health Canada tests for and monitors far fewer toxics in First Nations communities than it does or the provinces do in other communities across the country. The testing is sporadic and totally inadequate. Secondly, the federal government and the provinces continue to allow toxic dumping in many communities across the country. Most particularly, we have been working with the community of Fort Chipewyan in northern Alberta, where the Alberta government and the federal government have allowed the complete contamination of the waters of the Athabasca River, and there are now cancer clusters in four-year-old children on the Fort Chipewyan Nation. But more recently, the federal government has not only allowed the breaking of the Fisheries Act, because that goes against the Fisheries Act, but it's brought in something new that people don't know about. It's called Schedule 2, and it's an amendment to the Fisheries Act that allows a mining company to apply for and receive the right to rename a lake and make it a tailings impoundment area. In other words, a brand new lake, a brand beautiful clean lake that has not been contaminated is no longer a lake. It has been renamed. It's called Schedule 2. And we're working with at least 20 communities across the country where lakes have been either designated no longer lakes but tailing impoundment areas, or they're about to. We're working with the Silcotin people in Fish Lake in northern British Columbia, whose lake is one of the very first to be targeted. And the community that Regional Chief Toulouse talked about in Marathon up on Lake Superior is a Schedule 2 lake. This is being legally dumped. It's one thing when it's illegally done. It's another when it's done with the blessing of the federal government, and I think we need to say this very clearly. Thirdly, you need to know that in the recent budget, the Harper government has signaled that it's going to hand more and more of the responsibility of fresh and safe drinking water over to the provinces, when it should be going the opposite way, because we know that the provinces very unevenly, sporadically, and even very occasionally do what they need to do. Not only are they not accepting federal responsibility, but they announced they're also going to hand it more over to First Nations communities themselves to deal with, which means more public-private partnerships, which may mean user fees, may mean the privatization of water services in First Nations communities. Finally, and I think it's a disgrace, the Canadian government refuses to support the right to water at the United Nations. Consistently, both this government and the last have refused to say, to understand and agree with the growing number of countries who are calling for the right to water globally. And I think we have to ask if it isn't because they know that communities like Grassy Narrows and the others that we've been dealing with here would have a very powerful new tool to deal with. So I think it's very important that we stand in solidarity with the peoples of Grassy Narrows, but we also say that this must be a warning for us, we can do way better in 2010 than to have chosen a bunch of new lakes to turn into contamination sites in the way that's happened here. Finally, I would warn about the gas restructure, gas refracturing operations are beginning to invade the Ontario communities or rural landscape, because that's also going to create contaminated water sites. So we need to stand with First Nations communities in Ontario and across the country so that this never happens again. And we need strong legislation, strong protections to make sure that, this is the case. Miigwech, thank you.
For Rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by Rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.